Hey, everybody. I'm Dennis Prager, and I have an echo there, Sean, which proves the old adage that one hears oneself better without an echo. It's a famous old phrase from the 17th century. My friends, it is Friday, ergo we will have, of course, the Happiness Hour next hour. And in the meantime, there's a lot to tell you about. Listen to this. Abigail Schreier, whom we have had on the show a number of times, she's a very, very important book out about this phenomenon that nobody would have ever imagined, literally imagined. People writing science fiction or futurology books would not have imagined that there would be this outburst of teenage girls who say that they are boys, and to the extent that they begin taking male hormones, blocking their own hormones, and in some cases even having their breasts surgically removed. Why any physician, why any surgeon would remove a healthy girl's, teenage girl's breasts is a question that demands to be answered. I feel that I am a boy. I am 15. I am 16. I'd like you to surgically remove my breasts. And he does it. Whew. In any event, Abigail Schreier tweeted, on day one, Biden unilaterally eviscerates women's sports. Any educational institution that receives federal funding must admit biologically male athletes to women's teams, women's scholarships, etc. A new glass ceiling was just placed over girls. So that is what she tweeted. And what I find particularly interesting are the responses. I just want to read to you from the White House executive order on preventing and combating discrimination on the basis of gender identity or sexual orientation. By the authority vested in me, as president of the by the Constitution, it's in very light print, and laws of the United States of America, it is hereby ordered as follows, and it's a very long, relatively long, I'm not going to read it to you. It's the first thing he did day one as his president. What is very much an insight into what has happened to Americans' minds, especially young Americans, I want to read to you the reactions to her tweet, to Abigail Schreier's tweet. Tony Squirrel, this is the first one. I am sure they said the same thing when they ended segregation and started letting black guys compete on running teams, too. Congratulations, Abigail, you are on the wrong side of history. So this is Abigail, this is Tony Squirrel replying to her. It's got 212 likes here, which is a lot. For a squirrel, very good point. So here is the thinking. The thinking is that this is what our colleges produce. I have no doubt he went to college. If you discriminate, that is inherently evil. So there is no questioning about what is the context, who is it happening to, why is it happening. So not having biological men on women's sports teams is the same as not having blacks integrate into sports. Now, how do you answer this to the millions who believe this tweet, who believe the contents of this tweet? You answer it with what to me is so obvious. there is no difference between a black human and a white human. There are major differences between a biological male and a biological female. And if a biological male can compete on women's teams against women, then there is no argument for maintaining male and female teams. Why are there men's and women's sports? I wonder what Mr. Squirrel would say. Why are there men's and women's sports to begin with? If he acknowledges that there is a need for men's teams to be separate from women's teams, then what he said makes no sense. This has nothing to do with racial integration. This is sexual integration. If you prefer, in the new woke term, it is gender integration. But they would say, no, it's not gender, because gender is fluid, okay? But teams are not divided in sports by gender. They are divided by sex. Okay, next. Kimchi, frozen soup bag, toe knife. I'm giving you my word. That is the... It sounds like something I would have made up. It's a very... Is that a long Twitter handle? Is that the term?
It sounds like a grocery list.
It does. Sounds like a grocery list. Name one sport where a trans athlete has excelled beyond the female counterpart. Okay, watch our video at PragerU. And there's a 16-year-old high school girl who will tell you. Do you know that the bulk of the track records, high school track records in the state of Connecticut, are in fact held by trans females? It's biological males. Okay, next, Deacon Frost. He writes, this argument only, capital O-N-L-Y, makes sense if you believe, quote-unquote, biological men. That's fascinating, that he puts biological men in quotation marks as if they don't really exist, are somehow superior to women, and that biological women, quote-unquote, are unable to outperform them. Another person who undoubtedly learned not to think in college. This argument only makes sense if you believe biological men are somehow superior to women and that biological women are unable to outperform them. Well, once again, if biological men are not athletically superior, then why do we have separate teams? Why is there men's tennis and women's tennis? Why is there men's basketball and women's basketball? And so on and so forth, right? This is what the colleges and high schools of our society are producing. Forgetting their values, the inability to think straight. Now, here's one intelligent one. Truly, I'm not being cute. Gareth Smith. The natural progression is just to get rid of men's and women's and just have one say at Wimbledon or 100 meters. Horse racing has the right idea, where jockeys of both sexes compete on a level playing field. That's obviously the natural progression. That is exactly right. All right, let's see now. Sherry Gordon. Catholics have children that are transgender too. I don't quite see how that fits, but nevertheless. Now here's a very important one. Milena, replying to Abigail Schreier. Milena's picture is a Black Lives Matter logo. I'm a biological female, 15 years old, and I don't give a, and then the S word. So she has been... Imagine that, She's 15, has a Black Lives Matter logo as her picture, and she doesn't give it an S about biological males competing against biological females. This is a this is truly an education to read these reactions on Twitter. Now, do you understand why I don't think you should send your kid to a regular school, if possible? We'll be back. 1-8-PRAGER-776. Hi, Dennis Prager here again with a message for anyone struggling with pain. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. I take it every day. I like being out of pain. But I know you may be skeptical. I certainly was. Then I kept hearing about all the people, including my wife, who were no longer in pain. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, listen to Janice's story.
I was skeptical at first. But because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Hello, everybody. I'm Dennis Prager, and I've been reading to you the reactions. They are really something about our time that biological men should, of course. This was day one of Joe Biden unifying the country. What would you like to bet? That three-quarters of this country doesn't think it's fair to biological women to have biological men who identify as women compete against them. Is unifying the country doing that? It's interesting. He had a very interesting choice on day one about the XL pipeline, which he nixed. Costing thousands and thousands of jobs. So he had a choice. Do I give Americans jobs, or do I listen to the environmentalists, who have no argument, by the way? The argument against the pipeline is nil. It's nothing. These are bored, overwhelmingly, since this is the way we speak today, these are bored white people who are our environmentalist crackpots. You know my old riddle, right? What do you call a religious person who says the world is coming to an end? Answer, a crackpot. What do you call a secular person who says the world is coming to an end? Answer, an environmentalist. There you go. That's the truth. That's why it's a good one. And so he listened to them. And by the way, some of the unions are very angry at him because he just killed jobs. But they don't care. They'll just print money and give these people money. That's another $2 trillion that's being printed. We're living in a... I live personally, I was going to say, a dark time. I live in this bifurcated personal universe of a wonderful personal life, a wonderful professional life, a wonderful life, watching my beloved society self-destruct. Now, I'm not saying it's inevitable. That's why I fight, and that's why you have to fight. One way to fight is not to make another party, by the way. It never works. It just doesn't work. All you will do is hand the Democrats, which means hand the left, inevitable victories that they wouldn't even have to cheat if indeed they do. That's what, think about it this way. One great way to navigate life is to ask, what would it be if I did what X does or X does what I do? So let's say the Democratic Party split and there was a left-wing, more left-wing wing that broke off, or a less left-wing wing, or a Bernie Sanders group, do you think that this would help or hurt the Democrats in elections? Okay, everybody knows the answer. So why would it help Republicans? Now, a Republican in the Senate who votes to impeach a president who is no longer in office, if that is not the height of absurdity or the nadir of absurdity, I cannot think of what is. They are hurting the Republicans. So I say a plague on both your houses. Those who wish to make a new party, including a man who I thought for the most part was a spectacular president, because I judge people by what they do. And what he did was so good for America and the world, for that matter, that remains a fact, no matter how much he is smeared and was smeared for 4 years. To smear him after he leaves office, the hatred of this man is irrational. It's just irrational. For 4 years, we were told that he is a dictator. Really? Do you have any examples of his dictatorial policies, of actions of a dictator? Or did you lie for 4 years about his being a dictator? Or even more malicious, did you in fact call him a dictator because that's what you would like to be doing? And that's what I do believe. They called him everything that they are and wish to do. So anyway, having said all these things about the president, I don't want another party. And I don't want it to revolve around one person. I want it to revolve around the ideals that, by the way, overwhelmingly he stood for. And I want to remind you that if the Democrats broke up, they would keep losing elections. Anyway, back to any Republican, if a lot of Republicans in the Senate, I don't think enough to impeach a president, let alone impeach a president who's no longer in office anyway. If enough Republicans in the Senate do vote to impeach the president, they are rendering the possibility of a breakup of the Republican Party all the more real. I have deep contempt for any Republican who votes for impeachment. They're voting for the New York Times, not for truth. If the president is responsible for what happened in the Capitol, then the number of Democratic politicians responsible for the breakdown of civilization in Seattle, Portland, New York, Chicago, and so many other cities is at least as direct. He says he believes that the election was stolen. Okay. And that theoretically led to what happened in the Capitol. All right. Then when Maxine Waters or others says go and harass Republican politicians, or that all whites are racist and then whites are beaten, are they not responsible? Hi, everybody. Dennis Prager. I'll tell you what Donald Trump should do. Not start a new party, which is doomed to failure. That's the way it works in America. But rather to start an alternate media company that will actually not censor content, including left-wing content. That's what he needs. That's what we really need. And that's what I wish he would do. That's more important right now than his starting a party. A new social media company running on its own cloud servers, does actual reporting, has real debates, doesn't censor political speech. It would give Twitter, Facebook, and the others serious challenges. That's what is needed. Then there he would have a vast number of people immediately leaving the left's chokehold on dialogue in the United States of America. Not another party. Let's go to some calls. Jared in Scottsdale, Arizona, thank you for calling. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can.
All right, so earlier you asked why Trump was a dictator, and I basically wanted to tell you why I think, from a left-wing perspective, people call Trump a dictator.
Okay.
Like, first off, he hired Bill Barr, who advocates for a strong unitary executive theory. So, like, there's that, which is inherently dictatorial. Secondly, he, like, do you know what Lugenpress is?
What is?
The Lugenpress?
No.
It's what Hitler would call the media. Who was quote unquote lying about him. It literally translates in German to lying press. And Trump mirrors that, like fake news, obviously. Throughout history, dictators have mirrored that strategy. And that's also a dictatorial thing he does. He does the classic dictatorial thing where he makes an opposing side view, so the Democrats, and he does the thing where he addresses them as, like, weak and easy to crush, but at the same time, a big enough threat that we all have to band together as Americans to stop them, right? And obviously there's the strong military, which is generally a staple of authoritarian dictators. And do you have any comment on this, or?
Yeah, I say this only sincerely. Your call saddens me.
Why?
I think the press is a lying Soviet-type press. They lie every day, like CNN taking down
the
count.
Then why are people not putting in lawsuits more often?
Wait. Let me react to what you said and tell you why I said.
Okay, go ahead.
Nothing you said qualifies as a dictator. The fact that he says that the press lies, which half of this country knows to be true, they lied for 2.5 years about Russian collusion in the 2016 campaign. Do you consider that truth or a lie, what they said about Russian collusion with the Trump campaign?
Look, I understand.
No, please. I don't want to trap you. I want to understand you. Do you think that was true or false?
That's what I'm trying to say. Look, what I'm trying to say is I understand who is found innocent, but do not find it suspicious in the slightest that half of his campaign people pleaded guilty, and then he fired the guy who was in charge of running it and then put his own guy in charge of running it. Do not find that suspicious at all.
That's correct. I asked you about the press, and you asked me what I find suspicious. If you had to bet your family home, would you bet that there was collusion between Vladimir Putin and the campaign or not?
And the Trump campaign, yes, I would.
You would. Because, all right, okay. I'm not going to argue. I want to know what you think.
Most campaign managers literally pled guilty to it.
Right, okay.
And then he fired the people who were in charge of running.
Anyway, Okay. I don't understand why his saying the press lies when he did a zero to suppress them makes him a dictator. It's a very odd thing. You're using a term imprecisely.
Yeah, I'm not using one example. There's multiple.
Okay, a dictator doesn't leave office. A dictator puts opponents in jail. A dictator controls the media. Did he control the media? Did he put opponents in jail?
I'm not saying he is a dictator. I'm not saying he is a dictator. I'm saying he wants to be a dictator.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I want to be a skiing champion. Okay, anyway, I have to take a break. He wants to be a dictator. Who cares? Oh, it was sad. It was a sad few minutes here. Okay. Hey, everybody, I'm Dennis Prager. I thought the last call, and I'd like to meet this young man. I wonder if I I could speak to him for, well, I don't, obviously I wouldn't be able to, but if he lived in my intellectual world for a year, what would happen? Did the conversation go from, I want to explain to you why we think he's a dictator, to he wants to be a dictator? So here is something that I'd like him to know at the age of, what was he, 16 or 18? I think 18. And everybody should know this. This is one of the two, three fundamental moral beliefs of my life. I don't care what people want to do. I only care about what people do. There is no one who does not have dark thoughts. Such a human being has yet to be created. I don't judge people by their dark thoughts. I only judge them by their behavior. There are people who wish to commit certain crimes. But if they don't, they don't. I would like to sleep in every day and get my salary anyway. You know, to be perfectly honest, that sounds great to me. Sounds great to a lot of you, I suspect. Get the exact same salary and not have to work. But I work hard. So isn't that what matters?
We got a volume level problem.
It would seem to me that
that is the
issue. What do you do? Not what do you want to do? He would have known this had he grown up in a religious educational world. The reason for law, like Ten Commandments, is because people want to do the things that are prohibited. People want to murder. People want to commit adultery. People want to steal. People want to lie. Therefore, there are laws against those things. For the believer, given by God, the creator of the universe, the idea that we judge people on what they want to be or do, this is why secularism produces fools. It does. It's a perfect example. I knew when I was 8, you don't judge people by what they want to do. In fact, the more bad you want to do and don't do, the better a human being you are. He wants to be a dictator. Wow. It's a revelatory call. I hope he heard what I had to say now. Okay, everybody. And Todd in Weed, California. Hello, Todd.
Hi, Dennis. I'm a teacher and a coach for 20 to 25 years, and this gender thing is another attack on what I believe is an attack on high school sports. During the pandemic, our district decided that to save money, we were going to not pay coaches a stipend anymore, which further makes it impossible, really, to get good quality coaches to coach high school sports. And this is just another excuse to stop something that is high school sports that teaches American values. And that's what's, I think, coming, especially in California.
So you're calling in relation to the transgender issue?
Correct.
So what's going to happen at your school?
My district, sports will essentially end, I think, especially football. And to play sports, you'll have to join club teams, which limits, you know, you can only play on a club team if you're good. So the average athlete who wants to play sports will not be able to play. So we're eliminating not
wait,
only...
Wait, I'm sorry. And why is that? I missed that. Why won't the average person not be able to play?
If high school sports go away, club sports will be left. And club sports only... There's not enough clubs that take average to below average players. The whole club world is based on getting to the next level. So they only take the top athletes. And so just access to sports, I think, is not going to be available for most teenagers like it is today.
Wow. Oh, that's one prediction I hope doesn't come true. When I think about young people today, my heart breaks. It does. I mean, think about what is being done to them. They don't go to school for absolutely no good reason. It has nothing to do with science. It has to do with cowards in the educational department called teachers and principals. They're cowards. You won't stand in front of a class of kids. You, unless you have serious immune problems, immunological issues, you're a coward. And not just cowards. I mean, the union, the LAUSD, the Los Angeles Unified School District Union, has made conditions that have nothing to do with education until teachers come back. 20. Can't go to school. You're told your future is death because of global warming. You're told your past is rotten because you're an American. Yep. When I think of the relatively carefree childhood that I had and the vast majority of Americans had, I'm sorry. Hey, everybody. You're listening to the Dennis Prager Show. And Ralph in Los Angeles, hello.
Good morning, Dennis. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
So I keep hearing you say that why do we have to wear the mask if we got the vaccine, correct?
Correct.
So I worked for the fire department, and I got my vaccine. I get my vaccine next week, the second one. And the reason why, they told us the reason why we had to continue to wear the mask is because you can still get the virus. You can still get the virus and transfer it to somebody else. What the vaccine does is lessen the effects of the virus. It makes it into a common cold, so to speak. So you can still get the virus, you can still get sick, but it lessens the effect of the virus.
Uh-huh. So you believe that this is unique in the history of vaccinations?
Well, vaccines have been around for thousands of years. They told us before we got the vaccine, they wanted us to watch this PowerPoint about how vaccines are started, why people don't want to take it, all the different misconceptions and myths about vaccines. This particular vaccine, the Moderna one that I took, you don't get the coronavirus. They don't give it to you. It just creates a particular protein.
I know, that's correct. I understand. That's right. So when do you see us ever getting rid of masks?
I don't know. I just wish that one day we don't have to wear a mask. But right now, mm-hmm. You have to wear a mask because you can still get the virus with this vaccine, both with the Pfizer and the Moderna, and you can still transfer it to someone else. Mm-hmm. It just, you know, because it just not makes you very sick. It lessens the effects of the respiratory illness
right.
that you'd be getting if you
well,
get,
if it lessens the effects, why do I care?
You can still transfer to somebody else.
Yeah, so I understand. So what?
The reason why we wear the mask.
Also, then it's not protect- a. Wait. You said that the reason we wear a mask is because you may get the virus. Now it's and, that no, you may transmit
no,
the virus.
The reason why we wear the mask is so we prevent it from transferring it to somebody else.
I didn't want to catch you. The beginning was that you could get it. So you could transfer it. So if people know that they are in an environment where virtually everybody is vaccinated, will they stop wearing masks? This is a very an unprecedented assault on the social fabric of a society. Masks hide human beings. I don't want people to get used to it. I'd much rather flirt with the danger of getting sick or transmitting the sickness after a vaccine than have everybody hide their face. Life is a series of choices. Hi, Dennis Prager here again with a message for anyone struggling with pain. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. I take it every day. I like being out of pain. But I know you may be skeptical. I certainly was. Then I kept hearing about all the people, including my wife, who were no longer in pain. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, listen to Alan's story.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a train engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Everyone knows you want something drug-free. You want something that will help your own body deal with the inflammation that can often cause pain in your neck, back, shoulder, hip, knee, or foot. Actually, even general aches and pains from just getting older, exercise, everyday living, all can be a real problem, even keeping you from sleeping through the night. So here's what I suggest you do. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, have created what they call a three-week quick start. It's a trial pack, and they've discounted it to just $19.95. That's about a dollar a day, and after that, about the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. That's a three-week quick start for just $19.95, and you should know this. About 70% of the people who order the three-week quick start for just $19.95 go on to order more. So do what so many others have already done. Take Pete and Seth Talbot up on their offer and go to ReliefFactor.com and order the three-week quick start. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384.